Since the federal government remains shut down, we haven't received an update on harvest progress or crop conditions from USDA since Monday, September 29th, about 2.5 weeks ago. But that's okay, because we're joined now by Ashley Stickler. She's a sales agronomist with Channel Seed, serving northwestern Michigan. And Ashley, if you were to give percentages in terms of harvest completion as of right now, what would you say those percentages are for corn and for soybeans?
Yeah, in my territory, serving northwest Michigan, like you said, I would say soybeans are around 90-93%. We're looking at wrapping that up this week. And as far as corn, we're basically just getting started. I would give a rough estimate, about 10% finished on corn. Obviously, silage is all taken off, but actual grain corn, I would say about 10%.
And Ashley, how are yields looking for both corn and soybeans in your area?
Soybeans, we were a little disappointed. I would say below average to average yields this year. We just didn't get that rain in August. So we're a little disappointed there. But as far as corn, from what I've been hearing from all my customers, yields are good to above average.
And disease pressure. I know that we've had a lot of drought stress across Michigan, but curious in terms of disease pressures, if you've seen a lot of tar spot in corn, white mold, or sudden death syndrome in soybeans, anything like that impacting yield so far?
Yeah, we saw a little bit of white mold, not terrible by any means. There was some disease that came in corn late season, a little bit of tar spot, a little bit of those other leaf diseases, but nothing that really impacted yield, I would say. We were dry, and that was the biggest factor, I would say, that we faced this year, especially in my territory that can get pretty sandy. So that drought stress is really the biggest issue affecting yield.
Ashley, you mentioned that drought stress, and I understand that you received just a little bit of moisture here recently, which certainly helps when it comes to wetting down the soils and making it a lot less dry, and also lowering that risk for field fires and combine fires, Ashley.
Yeah, we got a little bit of rain overnight, about a half inch where I'm located, north of Lansing. But we would sure take a lot more. I know most of the state's been in a pretty good drought the whole year, and we would definitely take some more rain, especially to finish up some soybean harvest. Guys aren't loving the 9% moisture on those beans, so if we could get a little bit more to finish up, I think everybody would be okay with that.
Chatting with Ashley Stickler here on Michigan Ag Today, and advice for Michigan farmers as they look to put a bow on harvest season. Any words of wisdom you'd like to impart, Ashley?
I just want to stress that be safe comment. I know we all say it, but truly be safe out there. Take your time. We have plenty of time to finish up harvest. We're only in the middle of October, so just take your time and think about going home to your families at the end of the night.
Once again, Ashley Stickler, sales agronomist with Channel Seed, serving northwestern Michigan. And Ashley, thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, you too.